Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
The Irish Congress of Trade Unions say that one-third of workers in hospitality are being paid tips, and the government is expected to bring in new laws which will put a ban on hospitality industry imposing a service charge unless the money goes straight to the staff. I don't know who checks that, by the way. Anyway, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the new bill, we're great at bringing in laws in this country, aren't we? Like, we can bring in laws at the drop of a hat. Silly laws sometimes, you know what I mean? But, you know, but stuff that we really need seems to take time. Anyway, the new bill will prevent employers from using tips or gratuities to make up basic wages and to introduce transparency about how tips and service charges are distributed. Varadkar said that the customers are often kept in the dark about where their service charge cash is actually going, and that this bill was a way of giving the consumer greater clarity. Voluntary service charges are clearly the same as a tip or a gratuity, but by definition, mandatory service charges are not, he said. As things stand, you're expected to pay without any information on where the money goes. I'm happy we've been able to come up with some sort of solution now which will effectively ban employers from using the term service charge or any similar term unless the money goes to the actual staff. Now, he's got a good point, I suppose, and that's a really good thing because a lot of restaurants charge a 20% service charge. Or a 25% service charge, or whatever it is, or 15% service charge, they'll charge it to you, and you don't know where it's going. Do you know it goes to the staff? Because I can tell you now, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't go to the staff. It just goes to the owner of the restaurant. Anyway, Minister Damien English will introduce this amendment to the Payments of Wages Amendment Act, Tips and Gratuities Bill 2022. And here's the other thing, by the way, can I point out? It's going through the channel this afternoon. There's a hurry for you. They're nearly as good as Stephen Donnelly bringing in legislation. By the way, you do know he's bringing in more legislation about COVID, don't you? Now, they haven't said they're going to use it yet, but it will give them the power to reintroduce masks if they want to. Anyway, that's a whole other argument. But either way, the point is they can bring this legislation in very, very quickly when needed. But in saying that, to remind you, I don't know whether there's something underlying. I'm always a bit suspicious. And I think there's something underlying this because, you know, technically, if you get a tip, you're meant to report it to the revenue commissioners. You're meant to declare it as income. So, for example, if you work in a restaurant and say 30% of your salary is made up on tips, say you get 400 quid a week and you get 200 in tips, you're meant to declare that 200 euro to the revenue commissioners. It's taxable. And I don't know whether this is all part or this is going to become part of this because we now live in a very cashless society. Now, the amendments will rename mandatory service charge as mandatory charges and will ban employers from describing a charge applied to customers as a service charge unless those payments are treated by the employer in the same way as electronic tips or gratuities. Any additional charges that are not going to the staff must be explicit. And the new law will state same. So essentially, it's going to do away with this kind of wording service charge where you don't actually know where it goes unless explicitly you are told it is going to the staff and the staff are actually getting it. And the staff can't complain because it will be illegal for them not to give it to the staff. So here's the question. Do you actually tip? I don't think Ireland is a tipping nation. In America, of course, when you go to America, the staff depend on you tipping because they get very low wages. So if you don't tip in a restaurant, they will literally, and I mean literally, follow you out of the restaurant and accost you and ask you why you didn't tip. Now, unless you got particularly bad service, but they expect somewhere between 10 and 15%. And don't be fooled if you're heading off to America on holidays. Don't be fooled like first-time tourists who hand over loads of money because they tell you that it should be 10 to 15%. It doesn't have to be. Just tip what you would normally tip. If something is, say, 20 quid, 2 quid is fine, or a euro, a dollar, sorry, is fine. You know, you don't have to tip as much as they tell you you tip once you leave something. Anyway, do you tip? Is that something you do? Would you tip the taxi driver? Will you tip? Now, other industries are now giving out, by the way, saying this bill should apply to them all. But anyway, would you tip the taxi driver? Will you tip the restaurateur, the waiter, the waitress, or your server, whatever you want to call it? Will you tip people generally who supply service, the delivery man or girl at the front door for your Chinese takeaway? Do you tip anybody? The hairdressers? Well, who do you tip? Or do you not bother? I find in Ireland, you know, people who do tip, just randomly tip, they don't even expect good service for it. I would never tip unless I got good service. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I'm asking you, do you actually leave a tip? And should you leave a tip? Let me go to Bernie. Bernie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Bernie?
I'm grand, Niall. How are you today?
Good. Now, Bernie, you've been on this planet a while.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing to say, isn't it?
The first call. Yeah.
I swear to God, geez, Ryan Tuberty got into trouble for asking someone their age, and there's me insulting you.
Don't worry about it. I am here a bit now.
Tipping wasn't a thing in this country for the first 30 or 40 years of your life.
Well, where did you go, Niall? In the 70s and 80s, where did you go?
Well, you would have went out every now and again, wouldn't you?
Well, you went to the bar and you went to the discos, but I mean, you didn't tip the bouncer and you didn't tip the barman behind the bar because you'd already paid your entrance fee and you paid for your chicken and chips. However...
your chicken and chips. Or your curry.
Like, I mean, if the girl served you in the bar that, you know, upstairs in the restaurant when you're trying to get sober to get home, she, you know, you would give her a few pence if you had it.
God with the days, Bernie. Do you remember you go into a nightclub and you get a supper ticket?
Yeah.
And you get your dinner while you're in there. It was great.
And you get your coat put into a cloakroom and all that. Sure,
yeah,
that
but that was all part of the licensing at the time because nightclubs operated on a restaurant license or a hotel license, so they had to serve food.
Yeah, and that was back in the 70s and 80s. And, I mean, it did work. And we all knew who each other was. You know, you knew where your coat was. You weren't looking for your bag at the end of the night.
But it was a lot of pools of vomit everywhere because people were drinking heavily and eating at the same time. But it was the only thing.
I suppose you didn't use the jacks after half one. However, I always tip as many people. I do tip.
Mm.
I tip the hairdresser. I tip the girls in the restaurant. In a bar, not so much, I suppose, because, you know, I haven't been out in so long, but a pint or a glass of wine is nearly €5 or €6, I think.
Yeah.
So that's expensive. But I would tip at the end of the night,
right,
you know, a few pounds. And if I was using my card, I would say, when you put something on that, to say thank you to the staff. And I haven't used a taxi, but anyone who provides the service, like, you know, I would always give them something to say thank you.
Now, if I was in a taxi and the bill was like €8.50, I'd hand him a tenner and say, keep the change. I'm not going to wait there for the €1.50 like in Egypt, you know what I mean?
No, not me either.
I suppose, provided he's being nice to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he didn't take any tour of Ireland or something.
Yeah, but I mean, so when you go into the hairdresser, how much, by the way, is it to get your hair done?
Well, you see, I only get it done every, because it's so dear. It's about 130.
What? For what are you getting done to us?
Well, magic.
So I'm assuming you get like a colour and a cut and a blow dry.
So I get a colour cut and blow dry, and I could be there for 2.5 hours. Now, it's a stage of your life, like it's roots, and it's, you know, there's a bit of hair left. You have a bit of alopecia, so, you know, you're trying to get a cut that'll cover up that.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
It takes a little bit extra.
Okay.
And the person I found, now I have had a few hairdressers over the years who didn't pay any heed, and I would give something, but I'd be very good. When you find somebody that's good and looks after your hair and looks after your bonnet for the every, say, 3 to 4 months, I do think I'd give €5 or €6 maybe, or have a tenner, depending on, you know, because I would always query the cost every month.
Okay.
It's getting dearer. So, you know, if you're going in every 3 or 4 months and it's gone to 150, well, I wouldn't be paying that. They'd just do the basic.
Right,
they
okay.
They wouldn't have it.
Okay, so but I would you'd get a cut price job. But, okay, so would you? So how much would you, out of the 120, so how much would you leave the tip?
Say €5 or €6.
Okay, well, that's okay. That's not much. No, it's only about 5%. So that's less than 5%. So that's not much.
There could be a surcharge. Say it's Peter Mark, so it could be a surcharge, plus this would be something personal for the hairstylist, do you know?
Right, okay. And do they have a surcharge or a service charge already on the bill?
Honest to God, I can't. It's a while ago since I had done, so I'm not exactly. I think they might have, but I'm not 100%.
Right, okay, okay.
You know, it's saying that the local restaurant here, if you went in for a soup and a roll at lunchtime or something, and it was, say, €7.70, and he gave, you know, I'd always leave a tip for that, or a cup of coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'd leave a tip of maybe, depending on who serves, it could be 2 or 3 people, so it might depend on who's with you at the table as well. If it's 3 or 4 people, we'd all leave about €3 each or €2, do you know?
See, I think this new bill is going to bring in a tip culture. I do believe it's going to encourage a tip culture. And in America, of course, the tip culture is 10 to 15%. That's the kind of going rate. And
to be honest, Niall, you know, dealing with the public is a very hard job in itself, as you know. Like, you know, if somebody is nice to you in a restaurant or a thing, I know it's lovely that they have manners and they're polite, but it is nice to reflect that you do respect that.
Mm. You know? Let me go to Paul as well, just while we're talking about America. Paul, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Paul?
How's it going, Niall?
Good. Now, you're originally from Wisconsin.
Correct.
Okay. Are you living here, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, so you're well used to the tip culture if you've lived in Wisconsin, because America, they tip everybody.
Well, pretty much, yeah. If you're getting good service, the person's going to get a tip.
But even if you get bad service, they seem to expect it. If you go into Denny's and it's just average service or something like that, and they just throw the rashers or the bacon and the pancakes at you, you're still expected to leave a tip, aren't you?
Well, again, if the wait staff is doing a good job and your food was decent, yeah, you're going to leave your 15% tip.
Okay, so 15% is in your eyes is the going rate. So would you leave a 15% if you're in a restaurant in Ireland?
Yes.
Always?
Yeah, I'd say pretty much so.
Okay. And do you believe we're kind of going down this route now in Ireland? Because we never did before, Paul. We kind of left that to the Americans to do. We never went down this kind of tip culture. Now, a lot of that's to do with the salaries and the wages, of course. In America, they get paid a lot less when they're working in a restaurant or doing those kind of services.
Well, again, there's restaurants that we used to frequent on a regular basis where there may be a half a dozen or more of us at the table. And this is the same waitress that we've been getting for months or even years.
Yeah.
And everybody on the table would leave her a 15% tip.
Okay. So that'd be a nice little payoff, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, again, you know, it's gotten to the point with some of the wait staff and stuff that actually know you, you come in and they bring you your drink of choice without even asking.
Yeah, but that's nice service, isn't it? They know you, yeah.
That's just it. They know us. They treat us well. The food's always good. You know, so, yeah, you leave them a decent tip.
Just like Bernie's hairdresser. She knows her.
That's it.
Yeah. She knows what she needs done. She knows how much work is ahead of her.
Well, that's it, too.
Yeah. And would you leave a tip, like, for a taxi driver? Would you leave a tip for the guy who delivers to your door if he leaves a takeaway? Would you give everybody a tip?
Takeaway person, yes. I honestly don't use taxis here in Ireland, so.
Okay. So you haven't had that opportunity.
I wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Okay, see, the difference is, Bernie, I suppose, between, you know, Paul in Wisconsin, well, he's living in Ireland now, but you know, in America, they don't generally have a service charge. But see, Bernie,
yeah.
So, Bernie, when you go into a restaurant, you're already being charged. This is what Leo Varadkar has an issue with, and he's right. You're already being charged a service charge, which is meant to go to the staff, and it never does. So you're paying a tip on top of a service charge. So you're paying 25%, it could be in a service charge, or 20%, plus you're paying another 10% in your tip, so 30% extra on the top of the cost of the food.
I just feel that, you know, the person who have dealt on the day, if they're very nice to me, and, you know, I mean, it is hard dealing with people, and you don't always get what they're saying, and I think it's nice if you're taught... It's nice to treat somebody looking after you with a bit of respect for the job they're doing.
But the argument is that not up to their employer to treat them with respect and pay them properly in the first place? After all, the employer is making 300% markup in a restaurant on the food in the first place.
I don't ever look at it like that. If I'm getting out and it's rare as it is, it's nice to enjoy the day and to treat the people who've looked after you. You know, to give them a bit of a good, nice day as well.
I mean, well, maybe, you know, we could bring it in radio too, and you and Paul then could just, you know, send Ruth your debit card numbers and, you know, I don't know, a few quid,
no,
depending how long you're on the air.
Well, you'd get a check every day then.
Nursing, we weren't allowed.
In nursing, well, I would imagine so.
No, but you mean, you know what I mean? If a nurse...
Imagine tipping the surgeon after a heart surgery.
Yeah.
There you go.
Imagine, like, you know, there's a line in the sand, definitely. But I mean, in somebody's dealing with you hands-on. You know, like we were told by the HSE that we're not allowed to accept anything from any patient or their family.
Right.
That came on. And in the beginning, you know, an odd person would give you a bottle of, a bottle of perfume or, you know, a box of sweets would come in all the time. And that would be shared at the desk. But, I mean, over the years then, people wanted to give more expensive and elaborate presents. That had to be stopped.
I can understand why that would be the case
absolutely.
In that particular line of business. I remember many years ago when I was DJing in a particular nightclub, it was one Christmas, and it was a group in from some executive company, I don't know. Anyway, your man came over to me and said, can you play U2? And I said, yeah, I'll do that in a minute if you help. And he says, no, can you play it? Because we all love U2. And I said, yeah, okay. And he says to me, here you go. And he gave me £10. And I went, I know you're grand. And he insisted I took it. So I said, pick it up, put it in my pocket. I played U2 from... So we come over again about a half an hour later and he said, can you play another U2 song? And I said, look, I've already played one for you, pal. And he says, go on. And he pushes 20 quid at me. So I said to myself, well, I could be on a winner here. He says, yeah, all right. So I played another U2 song. So later on in the night, they were pissed. And he comes over to me again, off his bracket completely, right? And he says, can you play just one more U2 song? Just one more. And I said, look, I've already played. And next I see a 50 in his hand, right? So I said... to hell with it. I said, yep, no probs. You too, on the way. So I stuffed the 50 in my pocket, right? And I got home that night. And the next morning, I remember waking up, because you would have got home at 3:30 in the morning, you'd be half asleep. Next morning, I woke up and I was talking to my son. And I said, I got a tip last night. I said, this fella gave me 50 quid. And I went to take the 50 quid out of my pocket. And it was a 500 euro note.
What was it?
I had never even seen a 500 euro note.
What?
It was a 500 euro note.
Jeepers.
Now, I don't know whether he made a mistake. I don't, because he was hammered and it was a kind of group thing. I don't know. But it was a 500 euro
wow.
note. And it's the only time I've ever seen one. It's the last time I've ever seen one. And I'll probably never see one again.
Was it Bono, though?
Was it Bono? Paul, what industry do you work in yourself, Paul?
Health and safety.
Okay, so you wouldn't be getting tips in health and safety, would you?
No.
No. But
I mean,
we're
giving out the tips there. Don't do this, don't do that.
But the argument is, yourself and Bernie, who worked as a nurse in the HSC, they're the kind of jobs where you get reasonably well paid. And, you know, it's not a job that you would take gratuities anyway in. So
no, yeah. I wouldn't. I'd be happy with my pay. Thank you.
Okay, well, say that. I want to go to Donovan as well. Donovan is from South Africa. Donovan, good afternoon to you.
Mal, how you doing?
We're all around the world today. Wisconsin, Galway, South Africa. So, Donovan, what's the tip culture like in South Africa? Or is there one?
Yes, definitely. Very strong tip culture. It was always sort of 10%. It started creeping up sort of 12, 15% just before I left.
Okay.
But there's a very strong tip culture in South Africa. You'd always tip your waiter or waitress.
And if you didn't tip them, what would happen?
No, they wouldn't really get aggressive about it. You might get the odd waiter or waitress to throw something at you or have a go at you.
Okay.
But sort of generally...
Throw something or have a go at
you. Yeah, I've seen it happen in I worked in a 24-hour burger bar, and it happened once or twice where sort of waitress actually ran out after them to throw their sort of 5 cents that they gave her back at them in the middle of the street. But that generally doesn't happen.
Okay. Because I know in America they take it quite seriously. I'm sure Paul will verify that if you don't leave a tip. But I don't understand why people would leave a tip if the service is just mediocre. Why would you leave a tip?
I won't leave a tip for mediocre service.
No.
If it's good service, what I won't do is I won't not tip the person if the food's not good, because that's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on the attitude I get back from them, they'll still get a tip, even if the food is not that good, because it's not the server's fault.
Well, it may not be the server's fault, but if you complain and say, listen, you know, those chips are burnt, or those potatoes are burnt, and the waiter does nothing about it, well, then that kind of is their fault, isn't it?
No, well, that's what I'm saying, depending on their response.
Yeah.
If they go out of their way to fix it, you know, everybody
makes
mistakes.
Try to fix it anyway. Yeah,
try to fix it. As long as you try to fix the problem, you know, then I'm happy with the service, but I will tip. Also, tipping barmen. I know you don't tip barmen here, you get a strange look. But in South Africa, it's pretty normal to tip the barmen every time you order around, or to tip at the end if you paid with your card. So it's pretty normal to tip. I mean, it's not a nice job. And it doesn't really come into it what they earn. You know, in South Africa, they used to earn a pittance. But it's just, I mean, they're serving you. You know, it's not a great job, and I've done it myself, so it's nice to get a tip.
But in fairness, everybody is serving you. I mean, when Bernie's a nurse, she's serving you. Paul is in health and safety. He's essentially serving you as well, to some degree, serving you information. I'm serving you right now. I'm entertaining you to some degree. So we all provide a service. It's just a different type of service.
We do, but you're not putting food on my table and taking my dirty knives and forks away and fetching stuff for me, are you?
No. But that's the job.
It is. It's just one of those things that sort of traditionally people tip. I think they almost always have, and they probably always will. But there definitely isn't much of a tipping culture in Ireland. And I'm going to say this, and I might upset someone. There's not much of a good service culture in Ireland either.
I would agree with you.
I've actually sat with my jaws hit the table at the odd restaurant I've been to. It's basically, here's your menu. What do you want? And that's sort of the last you see of them.
Yeah, some young one standing there with a notebook and a hand chewing gum while she's taking your order. Yeah, I mean, I do get it. The service, you can see the difference. And I always have said, and I'm not going to make Paul's head any bigger, but the Americans invented the word service.
Because
because they're all over you. And I knew of a restaurant in Florida where the waiters paid to work there, because it was such a popular and busy restaurant that the waiters put their name down every summer season or every season to be allowed to work there. So they got a pitch of maybe 10, you know, stalls or whatever it was. And they would make the tips from those stalls and they would make a good living from it. And they would pay a commission to the restaurant to let them work there.
Well, look, I've never heard of that. But, I mean, I know there's some restaurants in Cape Town, when you hit holiday season, the waiters and waitresses go home with way much more than a manager would earn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And see, but the thing about it is, they are all over you. Now, yes. Sometimes at the point of being annoying, to be honest with you, but they're, hi, I'm John, I'll be your server today. Is anything I can help you with? They're over about 10 times. Everything okay? You kids okay? Having a good time? Can I get you anything? And they drive you mad sometimes, but at least they're diligent.
Yes, they're there. Yeah, yeah, they're watching you. Yeah.
Paul, they can be a bit in your face sometimes, can't they? Oh, he's gone. Is Paul gone? Oh, he's vanished off the air. God bless him.
Yeah, right. No, I haven't. In America, yeah, there's a lot of them can be in your face. But in Ireland, I haven't seen too many in your face.
Would you like to see that kind of culture here? Because
because
as Donovan is saying, you know, it can be a bit irritating. But he is making a good point. Service in this country is appalling, generally speaking. Now, there are some good people, don't get me wrong, but generally it's appalling.
But you won't go back there again. That's how you
go. But we do. We still do. We go back there again.
No, you won't. I mean, if I got a bad, place, I wouldn't go back to it. I'd go, no, I didn't like that place, and that'd be it. And I wouldn't go back.
Not many places to go in Kentuck. That's the problem.
Sorry, say that again.
I said there's not many places to go in Kentuck.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I mean.
Right. This is true. And the other thing as well is with Irish people, we tend not to complain. You know, we're eating the worst meal ever, and it's dreadful, or it's cold, or something like that. And the waiter comes over and goes, "Everything all right?" You go, "Yeah, everything's fine."
And I think we're getting better though, Niall. I think we are because we want that. I think we are getting over that.
Mm.
I feel that we have got over. I hear a lot of people now saying, actually, that doesn't look right, or I didn't like the taste of that, or that's a bit burnt. I hear them now because it is expensive. Like, not many, you know, you have to get value for money too.
Do you think the card machines now have affected the way we tip? Because we always had a bit of cash in us, or we might say keep the change. Now, I know there's a new setting on the card machines now that kind of forces you to choose a tip before you actually pay. You know, you insert an amount for a tip. I've seen them on some of the newer card machines, but do you think that's affected the amount of tips that people are given because they're using cards all the time?
Yeah, I still tip. I ask and I add a tip on at the end of a meal. I always ask if they have to pay by card.
Oh, okay. So you ask.
I'll always ask, can I add an extra 5 or 10 or whatever, do you know?
My concern only about that is that the staff is not getting it, you know.
Well, I asked that question. I said, will you get it?
Okay.
And if they say no, I'll go back in maybe another day and have the cash with me.
Good idea. Go back in and give it back to them again. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Bernie and Donovan. The number is 087-188-0008. I couldn't agree with Donovan more, by the way. Service in this country can be appalling. And maybe that's because we don't have a tip culture. Maybe if there was a tip culture, service would be better because staff would know this is a way of making more money. If I'm nice to people and treat them well and, you know, give them a really good service, that they will actually give me a tip. But because we don't, or we're not really a tip culture country, they just don't bother their arse sometimes. I mean, when you walk into most of these, restaurants now, they're kind of half, as I said earlier on, halfway between McDonald's and a decent restaurant. And they're kind of, you know, you get in there and somebody shows you at your table, somebody else takes your order, somebody else brings your food and somebody else takes it away. So you're not dealing with one person usually. And they're kind of glorified fast food joints, aren't they? Most of the restaurants in this country, unless you go to the better ones and you want to pay for through the nose for it, you know, 30 or 40 quid for a steak or something like that. The number is 087-188-0008. Go to Patrick Gibo's or something like that. Isn't that one of those fancy places, swanky places where you walk in the door, you say, "What have you got for 50 quid? And you say, "There, the door." Out you go. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you tip? Do you give a tip? And should we, inherit this tip culture? Keep texting. I was going to say keep tipping. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in there too.
Niall, you had a little laugh there a couple of seconds ago over not tipping a surgeon. I'd rather tip a surgeon than tip a taxi man or someone in a wait or someone who's after saving your life. I think they deserve a tip a bit more.
Or landing the plane properly.
Niall, tips seem to be sort of going out the window now because if you ring for a Chinese or a chipper or something, it's already paid over the phone most of the time. So then the delivery man comes to the door and you say thanks and it's gone. He's gone, so yeah. He gets no tip. Cheers, pal.
Yeah, you're probably right. When you're using those kind of Just Eats and all those kind of Uber Eats or whatever it happens to be, yeah, you've already paid for it. So when the guy comes to the door or the girl comes to the door, you don't really have any cash. That was the reason you paid for it by the card in the first place. Also, Ruth was telling me there during the break, a lot of the newer restaurants have these new fancy card machines. You know, the ones looking like an iPad screen when you get to the counter? And they, before you actually get to pay the bill, they have these boxes like, you know, 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%. You kind of have to press one for the tip. And in very small writing at the bottom, it says no tip. And she said the staff are literally watching you to see if you're leaving a tip. I think that's really wrong. I think we're going down the real American route when you start that crack. And I don't even know if the staff are actually getting the tips in those cases. The number's 087-188-0008. Sonia, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Sonia?
I'm not too bad. How are you guys?
Good. Sonia, would you leave a tip?
I do. I leave one like everywhere I can. But I think it goes back to that. As a teenager, I was a waitress, and then I went on to do hairdressing for a few years. So I suppose it's kind of a bit of a culture that I would have kind of loved when I got a tip, you know.
Right, okay.
And I really love tipping the younger people, because I just think if they do a good job. Now, in saying that, I was laughing because I'm definitely one that doesn't complain, but my husband is the first to complain and not leave a tip, and he would actually say to them, having a bad day today, because your face is definitely telling it. And I would be absolutely mortified, and I'd be like, Jay, are you for real? Like, and he was like, well, yeah. He said, I'm coming out for a nice time and not to be looking at someone's miserable head. He said, there's days I don't want to be at work, but I still have to put a face on me, you know. And I was like, fair enough. But I do.
Donovan made the point earlier on, and I'm sure you've been away on holidays and places as well. And I know sometimes it can be different on holidays because these are tourist traps and they really want to treat you well to get your money off you. But in saying that, I find the service in Ireland generally is not great.
It's awful. It's very rare I come out of a place and think, oh my God. But when I do, I even say it to the girls. And I've actually emailed even certain garages that I just went in and got petrol for, a message going, such and such behind your counter was just so lovely. You know, there are places you can't leave a tip, but I would actually send an email in because, like, I'm just back from Dubai. I was over, my daughter works over there, and, like, the service custom there is just, like, it's probably a bit like America. You're nearly like, no, we're fine.
Oh, yeah, nothing is too much trouble, like, nothing.
Kind of thing. So, yeah, it is.
I mean, I came in this morning. I stopped off at a garage this morning just to get a sausage roll and a can of Red Bull, right? And that's my breakfast, by the way. And I stop. So I go up to the counter, and the girl was over putting mayonnaise or something into a jar or something like that. So she's there, she didn't even notice me standing there. So I'm there, and I go, I didn't want to be rude. So eventually I just went, and she looked at me and went, what? And I said, can I have a sausage roll? So she walks over, not a word out of her, just looks at me, rolling her eyes. And she goes, which one? I said, the jumbo one, please.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me, put it in the bag, hands it to me. Not even a thank you, Sonia. Not even a thank you.
Yeah. No, my husband would actually pull somebody and he does it in such a polite way that I don't know how he does it. He's literally going, out late last night, bad morning, allergic to work today. And he does it smiling. And I'm absolutely mortified going, oh my God. And he goes, but why? He said, if I was like that at work, my boss would fill me and say, what are you doing? And he's a safety officer too. So like, he plods around in, you know, the same. He's never going to get a tip, you know?
I've only ever lost the head, being rude, as far as I know. Once, and that was in a phone shop going back about 7 or 8 years ago. I went in to get a lead for my phone and a charger or something like that. And it was one of the famous phone shops. There was a guy on the floor kneeling down, rooting through boxes for something. I don't know what he was looking for. And he was there ages. And I wasn't getting served. So I said, excuse me.
Yeah.
And he said, yes. And he didn't look at me. He was still rooting through his box, right? And I said, I'm looking for... I said, sorry, excuse me. And he said, yeah. I said, yes, what? And he kept looking through the box, right? And I said, I'm looking for a phone charger for whatever phone it was, an iPhone or whatever it was. And he goes, yeah, I don't think I have any. And he kept looking to the box. And I said, will you look at me, please?
Yeah.
And I lost
my hubby would be the exact same now. But I do, like...
Bit of eye contact, like...
Yeah, and that's why I think it's when it's very personal, you have that eye contact is when people tip. I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, the boys in the car wash, my two boys worked in the car wash, you know, they loved coming home on a Friday going, oh my God, we nearly made our wages and tips this week. So everyone that would pull in, they're like, how was your day? How are things? Do you want anything else done? Are you all right? Or, you know, thumbs up and messing with the water with the kids in the back seat. And people appreciate it.
No, they
know?
Do. They do. How old are your boys, by the way, that work in the car wash?
Oh God, they're 30 now and 23, you know. So.
Oh, how old were they at the time working in the car wash?
Oh, you know, kind of. But you know, it's great because it actually teaches them be nice and just be polite.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
Because that's how you want to. And I think every teenager should work in some kind of environment working with the public because you learn an awful lot.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And if you treat people well, you'll get rewarded.
Exactly, exactly. You know, as I said, the daughter works in Dubai and they obviously don't get tips. She's an air hostess.
Yeah.
But people actually, at the end of their flights, might leave messages or they'll email in saying, oh, your daughter was great. We had a small child. And she said, like, it makes such a difference to their job and especially their managers coming back. Or she said, if you're looking to go up the ladder in promotion, she said, they look at things like that, you know. So.
And because you email for good with good service, so if you get good service, you'll send an email. Would you email if you got bad service?
Maybe not.
Would you not? See, this is the problem with us, isn't it?
Well, no, in saying that, I wouldn't, but my husband would.
Okay, yeah, okay.
He definitely would, but I don't think he'd email. He'd actually say it on the spot.
Yeah. I actually got lovely service. I rang three yesterday in an issue with a phone, and I rang three yesterday, and I spoke to a girl called Rhonda in three, and I have to say, absolutely adorable to talk to, lovely to talk to, went out of her way to help me. And yeah, that nowadays is quite unusual, to see people going out of their way to actually try and help you. And even went to the trouble of ringing me back, which is really rare, ringing me back to tell me she had sorted it out. So you do get good service now and again in this country.
You
all right.
And I think you got that. I think my son was looking for car insurance recently and your man like couldn't have done any more and rang him back and everything, like not even trying to sell him to see how did you get on. And luckily he said, if you're doing this, try A, B, C and D. And, you know, it was absolutely lovely. And I know my son would have, at the end of the call he made, because he said, obviously, they're recording, he said, look, thanks so much, and whatever his name was, really appreciate the help you got. It was the best service I've had. And he said, the fact that I'm only a young person, he said, like, you taught me stuff to be aware of and what car I should be looking at. And he said he made a point to that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you can get good service if you look hard enough in this country. Thank you for that, Sonia. Pat, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Pat?
How you know?
How you doing? Well, Pat, I mean, look, they want to bring this legislation in which will stop restaurants, that's how we started this conversation, charging a service charge, which most of them do, by the way. The staff never see it. So, in fairness to Leo Varadkar, he's right. It'll be illegal to put the word service charge unless you're giving it to your staff. But do you tip?
I do.
All the time?
No, most of the time. Well, except, you know, just when you're talking about this new thing coming out, you know, it's been out now with restaurants and what have you, and it's the tip at the end of it, you know, in the... on the machine, like, I'm very reluctant to use that. I'd rather give the whoever served me, I'd throw down a few quid on the way out, you know.
And
what I mean?
So would I, but I never have it on me.
Yeah, no, we'd always carry cash anyway. I always carry a few, no matter what.
Do you?
I'll always have cash, yeah, I'll always have
Let me have a look at my wallet and see if I have any cash. I'm going to tell you, because I generally, very rarely would ever have cash on me. Let me just
I don't go over that. See this, I hate being pressured.
I have a fiver. I have a fiver in cash. There you go.
Yeah, I hate feeling pressured into doing anything, to be honest with you.
Mm.
And, you know, I'll always, if we feel grateful for something, we'll always look after it. You know, if somebody looks after me, I'll look after them.
Mm. And are we going down the American route, but that, you know, that kind of culture of tipping? Because we do pay our staff more than the Americans, so that's the reason why.
I mean, the Americans, the whole thing over there is that their wages are supplemented with tips, more or less.
Of course,
you know, they take the job knowing that the wages are crap, but the tips are good. You know, and because people do tips, everyone tips in America. And that's it. It's basically, you know, it's part of your wages. But over here, it's not. But you know with somebody, you know yourself, if somebody goes above and beyond to your client, even if I was given a tip at the end of it, I'd even maybe give them a fiver on top of it, you know, on the way out. So there's some thanks for that. You know what I mean? But they do the day. Well, last week, I was in having a meal and it was one of the side orders we got was cold, actually, when it came out, you know. And the only people don't complain over here, well, you actually did because I was starving. I said, they're cold, you know. And in all fairness, she brought them back out. And she brought back in two portions, you know, piping hot. And I said, no, look, just give us the one, you know. Jesus, there was a mountain of food then on the table, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's it. You know the attitude. There was no eyes rolled.
So if you went in, so here's the thing, right? In America, you tip anyway. It doesn't seem to matter whether it's good, bad or indifferent. But if you went into a restaurant and the service was mediocre, I mean, literally, the food was just put in front of you, and they took the order. There wasn't anything nice about it, pleasant about it, but the meal was okay. But would you leave a tip?
No.
No, and I think you're right, and I didn't either.
I'd make a point of not leaving a tip.
Yeah.
I'd make a point of letting them know I wasn't getting a tip.
I'm not saying they're rude or anything like that, but you don't see them, not making an effort. Yeah.
If I feel grateful for something, you know, if I'm in a situation where I feel a sense of gratitude because, you know, people have gone out of the way, and, you know, they're doing the job properly even, you know, you know, they don't have to be smiling at you, you know, but every 2 minutes you're okay and all the rest. If they're doing the job correctly, they're doing it properly, they make an effort. Yeah, no problem. You know?
Alright, okay, thanks for that, Pat. By the way, I want to hear from anybody working in a restaurant or that industry as well. Do you get much in tips, and what's the most you've ever gotten a tip? The number's 087-188-0008.
I'd always tip because I feel tipping someone is manners, and I'm a delivery driver for DPD, and I have plenty of customers that at Christmas give me tips and presents.
Yeah, I can understand why, by the way, because obviously they want you to deliver to them efficiently throughout the year, and you're probably their regular customers. Do you remember that whole thing about tipping the bin men? I remember years and years ago, it was kind of like somebody was saying to me in the housing estate, the going rate this year is 50 quid. I said, you're having a laugh. 50 quid. If the bin men got 50 quid off everybody, going, now in fairness, they would take away all your rubbish and your bags and stuff and everything else extra that you had. But if everyone gave them 50 quid, they'd be millionaires before they left the housing estate, for God's sake. I think that's
Well, Niall, I wouldn't be mean or tight, but I think with the prices they're charging in restaurants and places for food now, they shouldn't be getting tips.
Right.
Because the cost of eating out now has just gone ridiculous.
I agree with you, but in fairness, that's not the waiter's fault or the waitress's fault. You know what I mean? That's not their fault that the boss or the restaurant is overcharging for the food. The number's 087-188-0008. Do you tip? I keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Mark. Mark, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Mark?
Yeah, afternoon, Niall.
Oh, okay. You're off today.
Yeah. No. I work during the day and then a couple of nights a week.
I thought you said I'm off today. You said good afternoon. I do apologise.
Oh, no, that's okay. Anyway, yeah, so I do a bit of deliveries for a fast food place.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, with the price of everything else, I have to.
Yeah, of course, know? Yeah. Unfortunately, people have to take a second job sometimes or
exactly.
Take a bit of work.
And I'm like an awful lot of other people who have a second job.
Yeah.
We don't do it because we want to or love it. We do it because we need to. And without those people that chip, you know, we just wouldn't be able to survive, to be honest. And that's my main thing to say is,
and are people generous? Are they generous, Mark?
Some people are, well, beyond me. I mean, I'm talking about they're looking for the 10 cents change.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they see it as their right. And it is their right. It's their money. But, you know, to me, I brought my kids up, you know, someone's working hard for a living. They're doing the horrible jobs. Give them a few quid, and I give the postman, give the, you know, the dustman, and any deliveries that come to my house. Everyone knows we tip.
Okay.
Because once you've been in the service industry, you realise how important it is, and what a difference it makes to that person. Plus the fact that if you know you're going to get certain amount of money from a particular person, you'll go there first.
Of course. So if you know somebody's a good tipper, you want to get their food to them while it's hot.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And now I know, as I have a friend of mine who does exactly what you're doing. And, and by the way, he works for a very busy takeaway. So he told me himself he makes a fair bit of money doing it. So he can't make a fair bit, well, depending on how busy it is on the night. Usually the weekends are a lot busier, but he has to work late because he has to work after the nightclub hours and everything else.
Yeah, of course.
And would you be working late? What time would you start? What time would you finish it?
Well, I do a short shift because I'm up first thing in the morning, so I can only do, you know, certain hours.
Okay.
That's all I'm able to do, to be honest. But
is it worth your while?
Without tippers, no. With people that tip, not everyone tips, obviously. No one says you have to tip, but you know, it's I think it's a nice gesture to tip, but.
How much do you get? By the way, can I ask, how much do you get for a delivery then? How much is included in the price? £2, £3? What is it?
Well, the going rate in the area that I work in is around €3, which is decent for a local delivery. But there are some places that charge to just over €2, which is mental because it really doesn't. It's not worth the drive as well, to be honest.
And then I suppose with the cost of diesel now as well, that's not going to help.
It's a petrol, diesel, you know, wear and tear on your car, insurance, road tax. You know, unless you're earning a certain amount of money, I have my target, which is, a certain amount of deliveries, then I'm happy. You know, it's enough for me to pay my petrol and to obviously put some money in the pot at home.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are some establishments I know of that the delivery charge, the driver doesn't even get that.
He gets a percentage of it, probably.
He gets a percentage of it, yeah. That's what some, not many, but there are some out there that take a percentage and their customers have no idea about it.
And the majority of orders, I imagine, nowadays come through Just Eat or Uber Eat or Deliveroo.
I'd say it's 50-50, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50-50 for where I'm working, definitely. And other, I know a lot of drivers where I'm working. It's roughly 50-50. There are some shops, some Chinese that literally do cash only. So therefore, it is over the phone only.
You wonder why they do that, wouldn't you?
No idea. Very big houses.
Absolutely. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Mark. Okay, word of warning there. Think of your old delivery driver. He's out there usually as a second job, trying to make a few quid to make life better for his family or friends or whoever it is that he's providing for.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.